Hi, my sweet strangelings. Before we get into today's spooky tale, I just wanted to share with you guys what I've been up to. So I just want to let you guys know that I have been hosting a monthly psychic development group. And so I have been up to that. It's been a lot of fun. If you guys ever have any questions on that, make sure to message me. Find me online. Comment down below any questions that you have. If not, let's get down with today's spooky tale. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Have you heard the Deadly Song? Many parts of Central America are known for their festive celebrations, bright colors, and local music. Unfortunately, some of the countries have been devastated by the devil that travels among them through their land. Susanna and Lula resided as neighbors with a direct view into each other's rooms. As best friends at the time, this arrangement served as an ideal means for exchanging messages back and forth. Although remaining close, their high school years transformed the friends into competitors in every aspect. Boyfriends were no exception and likely to be the cause of their friendship ending forever. One day after school, the captivating melody of a guitar lured both teenagers outside. As the music grew louder and more distinct, they gazed down the street. Accompanied by the thundering sound of galloping hooves, a shadowy figure approached on a horseback. The man was slightly older than they were and playing guitar while riding down the street. They caught just a glimpse of the man's deep yellow eyes from underneath his extremely large hat. He acknowledged both young women with a nod, and they were visibly smitten as he strolled by. Who was that? Susanna asked. Lula said it didn't matter because he was going to be hers. Susanna rolled her eyes and went back inside to her schoolwork. Over the course of the next few days, the mysterious rider rode past the houses every day, just as the sun was setting. One evening, he threw a flower to Susanna. It seemed as though she had won him over with her long, shiny hair. Lula's hair wasn't short, but it wasn't nearly as long as Susanna's. Losing this man to Susanna infuriated Lula, leading her to devise a vengeful scheme. The next day at school, she discreetly slipped a note into Susanna's locker. It read, "Congratulations, you have been invited to join the National Honor Society. Please be at the informed meeting in the library at 7 p.m. Susanna was thrilled and waited at school until the meeting time. When she realized she was the only one sitting in the library, she looked at the time and it started to put the pieces together. She had been deceived and she had a strong feeling her name started with an L, if you catch her drift. She fumed her entire walk home. She felt utterly embarrassed. She arrived home to see the mysterious man on Lula's front porch, serenading her with a song. Lula flashed Susanna a cruel smirk as Susanna stormed into her house. Soon, the man was outside of Lula's house every day after school. Lula was smitten. After a couple of weeks, Susanna began to notice that her neighbor looked different. Her eyes were sunken as if she wasn't sleeping. She was pale and painfully thin, and oddly, her hair was now always in braids. Well, good. That's what she gets for being so nasty, Susanna thought. One day, her tia came over to visit and was helping her mother make dinner. Susanna was at the kitchen table and she rolled her eyes when she heard the familiar sound of the man's guitar coming from Lula's house. Her tia froze. She hushed Susanna when she tried to talk so she could get a good listen. It seemed like her tia was familiar with the music. When Susanna asked her what was wrong, her tia said, "This is the sound of the devil." Susanna wanted to laugh, but tia's expression and tone of voice really scared her. Her tia explained that the music was the sound of El Sobrerón. He is known to be a short man dressed in black with boots, a thick belt, and a shiny buckle. He always wore a large hat to cover his face. Legend had it that he had been seen all over Mexico, to countries in Central America like Guatemala and Colombia in South America. He looks for young, long-haired women and woos them by playing captivating melodies with his guitar that he accompanies with his sweet-sounding voice. His victims fall under a spell of love as he serenades them. El Sobrerón then clings to the woman and hunts their every thought, stopping them from sleeping and eating as he tightly weaves long braids into their hair. If a woman becomes a victim of El Sobrerón, she is doomed to starve to death. Susanna was shocked. No matter how sneaky Lula was, she didn't deserve that. She told her tia she thought El Sobrerón already had taken hold of his next victim, Lula. Was there anything that could be done? Moments later, she was sneaking into Lula's bedroom window, just like she did when they were kids. She saw Lula in bed, looking sickly and exhausted. Susanna held sharp scissors over Lula. She screamed as Susanna brought the scissors right onto Lula's hair, and with two snips, she snipped it all off. Confused but relieved not to have been stabbed, Lula demanded an explanation. Susanna told her everything she had learned about El Sobrerón, and her tia said the only way to break the spell and survive was to cut off all your hair so the devil no longer has a hold of you. Lula quickly got better and kept her hair short. There was no longer any sign of El Sobrerón. The two girls were back to being friends again, after all. Ladies always need to have each other's back. But they always felt a sense of remorse for future victims of the deadly music of El Sobrerón.
On ZocDoc, you can see real verified patient reviews to help you find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and treat almost any condition under the sun. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/something.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.